It's like saying, I don't like Christmas. It makes you sound like a killjoy Grinch. But I have never been particularly fond of the Indian festival of Diwali. Like Christmas in America, Diwali in India seems to have become an orgy of excess with the additional din of fireworks. It's July 4th meets Christmas, and of course in large parts of India, it is New Year as well. That makes it the mother of festivals, and in an India that is much more unabashed about being a consumer society these days, Diwali is consumption on steroids. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. For weeks on end, all I see in the newspapers is not news, but jacket ads for Diwali sales. Every time I go online, I'm bombarded with ads from online retailers like Amazon and Flipkart. Flash sales of mobile phones, Diwali deals on clothes, a bonanza on gold jewelry. eBay announces India's biggest online Diwali sale. My phone pings endlessly as it spams me with offers. 30% off on your favorite shoes. Spend rupees 9,999 on clothes and get another 1,999 worth of clothes absolutely free. Or buy one, get one free.
Barfi ke saath ek laddu bhi only on Diwali. Jaise Snapdeal Diwali bumper sale pe buy one, get one free offer.
Online retailer Snapdeal is having a great Diwali, according to Malini Goyal of the Economic Times.
Snapdeal alone sort of did 500 crores of mobile phone sales on one day. They've shipped 11 million orders so far. So it looks like a very good Diwali for all of us.
Its Electronic Monday sale sold 5 mobile phones every second. Spend, spend, spend. That's the overwhelming mantra of Diwali.
Yes, go out and spend.
And then there's the food. Thanksgiving comes with its roast turkey and Christmas with its cakes and puddings, all meant to stuff you into a state of glazed contentment. Diwali is about gifting to friends and business associates great trays of multicolored sweets, dried figs and apricots, almonds and pistachios and cashews, all tied with shiny gold ribbons and glitzy wrapping paper. The flashier, the better. If you go to a sweet shop right before Diwali, you risk being trampled as people order hampers by the dozen. The leftovers from Christmas disappear in a day or two of cold turkey sandwiches and reheated pie. Those Diwali boxes go from strength to strength with sweet overload for weeks to come. And that is not good news, says dentist Nisha Farma.
Everything is centered around food. Diwali is a big one. You go to someone's house, they give you sweet. They come to your house, you give them sweets. And if you've got sensitive teeth, it can be very embarrassing if you're having to say no to certain foods and drinks.
Actually, she's not just giving a health warning. She's also selling toothpaste.
I recommend Sensodyne.
But that's Diwali. Everything is up for sale. The tourist brochure version of Diwali is about the festival of lights, and it does look lovely in photographs. Palaces lit up with strings of fairy lights, flickering clay lamps and little candles lining the balconies and rooftops of houses. 100,000 points of light punctuating the dark night. But that pretty picture airbrushes the sound of an Indian Diwali. Despite all kinds of noise pollution rules, Diwali is deafening in India. While the extra loud firecrackers are banned, enterprising and enthusiastic celebrants have no problem finding them. There are earnest PSAs every year asking everyone to make it a festival of light, not sound, to remember the elderly, the sick, the pets. But as the noise pollution shoots up over 90 decibels, it all falls on deaf ears. The acrid smoke of firecrackers takes its toll on asthma patients, as this young sufferer told CNN IBN television about his asthma attacks.
I don't get to sleep so much at that time, because the attacks come 3 to 4 and 5 in the morning. I would like to tell all the children to not to burst crackers, because children suffering from asthma will also get in bad condition.
Yet, despite all of this, when the city lights up, it is hard to stay unmoved. It is the triumph of light over dark after all. I just wish it didn't happen with quite such a bang. Happy Diwali, everyone. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Jinna mera, lagi sajna mera.